Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Clint Hahnkamp. Father Clint lives in Chicago, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled, Careful How You Judge.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. He replied to him, Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? Then he said to the crowd, Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. It's interesting in the statement in the Gospel today that of all the people who ever walked the earth, no one was probably more worthy to be judge and arbitrator of an injustice than Jesus himself. But what? He refuses to intervene. Why is that? It appears to be a just request from the person, but instead of intervening, Jesus tells a parable about greed. And you can read the next few verses of the gospel passage and hear that parable. How often haven't I, as a priest, been asked about whether or not I would refuse communion or reconciliation to somebody who was profoundly and publicly sinful? If you watch the news in the Catholic Church in the United States, you're aware of the debate that rages. But I tell people that at the moment of communion, I'm not the judge. I am simply the one presenting the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ himself to the person who presents themselves. I'm not the arbitrator. I don't know if they've been to confession lately or if they've had a change of heart. So yes, I don't judge when somebody comes forward. People are sometimes satisfied with that answer, but sometimes not, because somehow they feel that they've lived a life of righteousness and that the body and blood of Christ is theirs by inheritance. But I'm reminded of Jesus' insight that he came not to heal the righteous, but those who are sick and in need of his grace. The passage we hear in the gospel today starts out with the question about material possessions, and yes, they can be very seductive. Many people have a very hard time admitting their attachment to possessions or money. They've worked hard. They've earned what they have and should be able to indulge a bit. But good-minded people who have many possessions appease their consciences by giving a small portion of what they have to charitable causes and then conclude that they can keep the rest for themselves. But what does Jesus say? I am not the judge or the arbitrator. And while the argument works well enough with material possessions, when we look a little deeper at the spiritual possessions we have and the graces which avail themselves to us, we have to realize that greed can also impact us as we approach our spiritual lives. We might not have many material possessions, but our spiritual possessions are many. Greed is that sort of interior disposition where we become more attached to things that are passing than we are to God and His will. It would be possible, I suppose, to have many possessions and still remain interiorly detached from them, but it's quite difficult. Remember when Jesus said it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle? But having possessions is not the ultimate problem, of course, whether they're spiritual or material. The difficulty comes when, out of a sense of greed, we hang on to them and don't share them with others. It might be motivated by a sense of power, distrust, might be motivated out of a sense of entitlement, clericalism, spiritual assaults, and spiritual abuse can often be found in people who use their power to keep the grace of God from those who are most in need of it. Yes, Jesus refuses to act as judge and arbitrator. It's clear to him that the person making the request is struggling with greed. He's far more concerned about the person's interior attachments than he was about the inheritance, what the person was looking for. We might wonder, doesn't justice always demand fairness? But we must respond not if the desire to be treated fairly is based on some sin, such as greed. In that case, I think it's far better for someone to be cheated out of their inheritance than it is to receive their fair share. In fact, if a person does struggle with greed, one of the best things for their soul might be to be cheated out of their own inheritance, their own possessions, and thus bring a balance back into their worldview, back into their way of wielding power, their way of being in the midst of the church. Probably it's only best understood when we consider the spiritual riches we have, which are infinitely greater than the material riches, and we reflect over the many ways in which people in our church today exercise spiritual abuse rather than the genuine charity hoped for by Jesus. As we go about our day today, we might consider our own desire. How can we share the graces that we've been given? How can we share the power that we enjoy? How can we give to others the fruits of our reflection, our prayer, and so bring all people, but most especially those with whom we walk, into an experience of God's kingdom on earth? Yes, being fully detached from material possessions is a good thing. More difficult it is to be detached from spiritual possessions. And yet that is what we are called to. The bottom line, let's pray for freedom. Freedom from all greed. This is the only way to obtain the true riches of God. May God bless you today as you continue your journey to the kingdom.